And in our pregame show now, we're visiting with Ansley Litchfield, head football coach Kurt Kolhanek, who joins us on the Friday Night Lights pregame show. Coach, first off, congratulations off to a 2-2 start. I know you compare that to last year when you just had one total win. Some early success has got to feel good for you and your kids as we start to embark now on the second half of the season.
Yes, absolutely. You know, 2-2, it's not where we want to be. We stumbled a little bit against Ravanna, didn't play real well, and then we've had a couple injuries that probably cost us the Pleasanton game. You know, not having Tyson Bailey and Hunter Earhart in there, you know, that hurts. Two of your best players, so. But you can't do anything about that in football. So, yeah, we'll just go on from here, and we're getting better every week, so we got to keep going.
Coach, I know that we've kind of talked about this in some of our past interviews, but certainly you've had a group of kids that have had to grow up really on the football field. They've had another year of experience. Talk a little bit about the growth of your team as a whole from last year to this year.
Yeah, you hit that right on the head. They had to grow up on the field. And, you know, they take their bumps and bruises. But I knew, you know, like the last 2 years, when they are growing up on the field, it makes it hard. It's hard for the kids. It's hard for us. But in the end, you know it's going to pay off. And it is. You know, they got confidence now. Like I said, if we were healthy, we'd be very dangerous. And but, you know, we're a good football team right now. And then we're starting to get some things healed up. And, you know, I think we're gonna have a really good year.
Coach, as a media person, you know, we just look at the scores sometimes, and we look at the score from last week. You mentioned the Pleasanton game. You mentioned a couple of injuries. Still, I mean, it was a high-scoring affair. 70-52 was the final, but still, putting up 52 points against a team of Pleasanton's caliber has to show you and the team that you can go to, you can go toe-to-toe with about anybody.
Yes, we can. I was very proud of that. We only threw for 44 yards last week, so, and we scored 52 points rushing the ball on them. Yeah, if we'd had Tyson Bailey, you know, against Westland, that sure would have helped. You know, he's a big, strong kid, and we had some mismatch there with injuries, but nothing you can do about it. We challenged them at halftime to go out and get better and kind of spring us into the future here, and they did. They went out and ran the ball and put 52 up. So,
Coach, you mentioned Tyson and his current situation. I guess, you know, the obvious question now is the health of the team as you now get ready for Friday's matchup.
You know, we're getting better. It's better than it was last week, so that's always a bonus. We didn't come out of last week with any new injuries, so that was great. So, yeah, we're just going to have to you know, when we play Twin Loop, obviously they're going to come in and try to punch you in the mouth. They're always physical. So we'll just have to go play good football, and we should be okay.
Kurt, to what area this season do you think has shown the most improvement since week one?
I would say our offensive line. And that goes a lot to Coach Furno, who's our history teacher here in Ansley. We've been working with him a lot. And they're starting to get it. Like, he works with them. You know, he made some adjustments at halftime. I made some adjustments on play calling, and he made some adjustments on the blocking scheme, and it paid off. And the kids get it. So I would definitely have to say it's our offensive line.
Coach, this is a question that I've been asking others as we go through this week. We hear the term all the time, consistency, and I know that that is something that a coach always looks for in his team. How do you approach that as a coach? How do you try to practice that? Is it just repetition in practice, or what do you do as a coach to try to build consistency?
I guess a lot of that, excuse me, is on the kids, but I guess what I try to do the most is try to just, you got to keep the kids focused, you know, because say they come off a big win or a big loss, they're either going to be up or they're going to be down. You just got to keep them focused and get them to work on what you need to work on for that week. And I guess that's the thing that I try to get into their head is you just got to stay focused on what you're doing.
Coach, you get Twin Loop on Friday. You've mentioned them a little bit already, but as you prepare for them and look at them on film, what are going to be some of the keys to success for your team on Friday?
Yeah, we're just going to, like, you know, on offense, we're going to have to block. Like, we're going to have to get after them there because Kojal's going to have them ready to go like he always does. We're going to play good team defense to beat them. You know, if we can contain Quade Young, and they do have a decent little passing game there too, so can't just focus on Quade. So if we play good team defense, I think that would be the main key.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate the time that you give us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Thanks a lot.
That's Coach Kurt Kohanic joining us on our pregame show.